There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, we were talking about your festival picks earlier on the show because 1st to the 9th of March is when the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature is happening. And I thought Natalie would be able to share who she's excited about. Now, we've talked about Nicola Morgan, but very quickly, I want to talk about a spoken word artist who I hadn't heard of until, you know, we invited him to the festival, and he's absolutely phenomenal. Who is he and why are you excited about him?
So the name he goes by is Lionheart. And I actually first was introduced to him via a TED talk that I was sharing with my students. And he's a spoken word author and speaker. He's a radio presenter. He's won all sorts of awards, and he's a real inspiration, particularly because he used spoken word as a way of helping his own social anxiety and selective mutism and all sorts of things like this. And so it's a real journey from, if you think, going from selective mutism to making a living out of speaking. So he's just his story is a real inspirational, but his work is incredible. Like, he's you listen to it and you'll get goosebumps.
Speaking of listening to it, have a listen to this.
Imagine playing Jenga with words, where a sentence is kind of like Tetris. But instead of disappearing when piecing it all together, each word a block, a brick, asking to be a part of something bigger than themselves, each word illuminates the scene when rightly placed. We write to build like it's Jenga, to architect feelings, removing pieces of ourselves to build on who we are.
Just a little excerpt of one of Lionheart's pieces there. And I loved that because it was all about the power of words and stories. And that's what we love on Talking of Books.
Absolutely.
And at the festival. Tagline is obviously where stories happen. So he is going to be appearing at the festival, specifically on one event that you need to have bookmarked in your calendars, which is Desert Stanzas. It's an opportunity to listen to poets who have all sorts of different styles from different parts of the world. We have poets represented representing the UAE. We have poets from the UK, from Selina Tusatella. Marsh is a Pacific Islander. She's going to be sharing her poetry as well from New Zealand, which is amazing. And that's happening on Tuesday, the 5th of March. Mm. Yes, Tuesday the 5th of March.
And I think just on that, for young people coming to the festival, Lionheart is a really good one to go and see. He's also a lyricist, and he's written for people like Emily Sandé, loads of others. He's commissioned by Warner Brothers. So I think he'll have a lot that young people coming to the festival will really like.
He's definitely got wide appeal. Yeah. So that's Lionheart. That's one of your picks. Now, before we move on to the third person that you're excited about, I'd like to introduce our guest in the studio, the wonderful Rehan Khan.
Hey there.
So to anybody who hasn't heard Rehan on the show before, he is an author himself, and he will be appearing at the Literature Festival in his own right as a writer. And he is the author of the Tazbarai series, but most recently a Tudor Turk, which I think you were talking to us about last time you were here. Would you mind describing that briefly for anybody who's tuning in now who hasn't heard you talk about it?
Sure. So a Tudor Turk, the best way of describing it is that it's Mission Impossible in the 16th century.
Which is the best tagline for a book I have ever heard. Immediately want to read it. It does sound good. So you'll be talking about your book on a couple of panels and one of the authors that you're actually reviewing on the show today. But before we get there, you're also going to be moderating. And one of the people you'll be moderating is Gaurav Sinha, who's the author of Compassion Inc. Now, why are you excited about him, Natalie?
So I'm really excited. I know his wife, Lucy Bruce, who is they're a really inspirational couple. And I actually last year visited the school that they have founded in India for slum children who can't afford or don't have the opportunity for education. And it's called Harmony House. And it is incredible. And we spent a week there working with the children, doing drama workshops and fundraising and taking over supplies. And as a couple, they're fascinating. But what's really incredible about him is he's incredibly successful as a businessman and all of those sorts of things. But he hasn't forgotten compassion and his philanthropic side. And in everything he does, he finds a way to make that part of it. And Harmony House in India, where I went and spent time there, you can really just see that permeating through everything. They're not just giving to the children, they are teaching them skills and helping them be able to be successful in their own right and not just feel like they've been handed things by a charity. And I think that's really important, that sense of empowerment. And that's why he's one of my ones that I'm looking forward to at the festival.
And he's written a book about this called Compassion Inc., which is about using empathy in an everyday kind of business life, I think. You have a better take on this because I know that you've actually started reading the book.
Yeah, so look, so I think what I really like is that he documents his life from India and where he began and his sort of move to Dubai and over the 20 years, how there was a growing restlessness within him. And he just saw this sort of on the one side, people struggling in life, like we all do. You know, you're driving down the street and you see someone struggling and you think, shall I help them or shall I not help them? Mm. Is it going to make a difference? And that kind of restlessness just stayed with him. And over a period of time, that then started to impact his work. And he kind of almost saw that, I don't know if hypocrisy is the right word, but the thing is companies trying to do one thing and saying one thing, but not doing a social good at the same time and just being focused on the bottom line, on profitability, and bringing wealth to a few people as opposed to a communal level. And I think that restlessness has come out then in his work and his company and, you know, setting up things like Harmony House. It's very powerful writing, and writing is actually very good. His voice is very clear. I kind of approached it with a degree of like, not sure if I'm going to, yeah, is this kind of just like a new age type of thing? But actually the voice is very, very powerful.
He'll be speaking at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature on Saturday, the 9th of March. And the lovely Rayhan, who's with us in the studio, will be interviewing him. Now, Rayhan, you've got quite a few events happening at the festival. And on the subject of compassion and empathy, I thought it would be good for you to tell us a little bit about one of the workshops that you're going to be running at the festival. Would you mind telling us a bit about that?
Sure. So it's called using storytelling as a technology to build human empathy.
What does that mean?
So it's targeted at anyone who works in an organization or executive or business or manager. And, you know, I think the thing is, all of us who work in organizations, we recognize there are certain stories the organization or we would like to tell. And there's probably about 8 or 9 different types of stories. Maybe someone wants to tell a story about, you know, we have to change our company and we're going to go through a transformation. You know, how do we do that? Or maybe you want to tell a story about our brand or our product. Or maybe you've just taken over a new team and you have to tell a story about yourself, because why should people follow you if they don't know you? So how do you build that empathy in an organization? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the techniques of storytelling to do that. So I'm going to say, well, okay, if you want to tell a story about how you transform your organization, how do you use setting, character, and plot in a business context to do that, right? So it's using the techniques of storytelling, but for organizations, which I don't think there's many people doing that. And there's probably not many people who've worked in business and who are fiction writers. So I'm hoping it's going to be quite unique and a very different take on.
I think it's incredible. As a drama teacher, I'm just thinking, wow, I'm so pleased that kind of what I love and I'm always talking about, character plots, storyline, subtext, all of that is going to be used in a kind of corporate environment. And when you say it, it makes perfect sense, because you think about even our childhoods. We can all remember stories. We can remember things we were told by a person or a book we read. And so actually bringing that into the business environment, it's a way of making things memorable for people. And you need to remember your company's core values. Well, let's put it into a story. Now you'll remember it. You know, great.
Another writer who's a big fan of this idea is Carmine Gallo, who's famous for Talk Like Ted and also more recently The Storyteller's Secret. So it's a wonderful opportunity to have an actual like close workshop on this. That's happening on Wednesday the 6th of March, 12:30. Rayhan Khan will be giving a workshop on storytelling as a technology for building human empathy. And you'll also be talking about how to design a novel as well on Friday the 8th of March, which I think does what it says on the tin. And Tudor Turks and Shadows of the Past, you'll be talking about your Tudor Turks novel. But I want to move on now to a panel that you'll be talking about, When History Meets Fantasy. You'll be on that with Courtney Brandt, Leo Carey, who's the author you'll be reviewing today, and obviously yourself. And very briefly, what are your preliminary thoughts on how fantasy and history have worked for you as a writer?
So just previously you were speaking to Jonathan about the Silk Roads. So the Silk Roads, for example, is a heavy historical book. And what I loved was that as a writer of fantasy and historic fiction, for me, it was a mine. It was a treasure trove to go to. Because when you hear about the Epic of Gilgamesh, or you hear about the Sumerians or the Babylonians or the, you know, the Persians of old and their stories and the politics and the, you know, skullduggery going on, then you think that would make a wonderful story. So I think history and all of those things are just a mine. It's just a mine. It's a treasure trove.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.